there are a series of abandoned coal mines along the coal seam on Burning Mountain. We have about 30 coal fires in the state. We really don't know the origin of those fires. Generally, the fires start within the mine workings. However, they can be started by a forest fire, a cigarette from a miner back 100 years ago, a miner's cap lamp, possibly a heating fire, and sometimes they just start from spontaneous combustion. However, we do know that the fire in Newcastle has been burning since the early 1900s.
So how do these vents, how do they open up?
As the coal burns, it destabilizes the ground, and so the ground will subside. And oftentimes that subsidence will create a fracture which will open up because of the collapse underground.
How is the state working to put these fires out? You say there are 30 vents across the state.
We do a lot of different mine fire mitigation methods. Probably the most effective method that we have is to actually excavate the fire. We dig the burning coal seam and mine workings out, mix those burning coal materials with non-combustible material, something like a sandstone or soil, and then grade them back into the natural grade of the site. However, it's not something that we can employ in all sites, specifically the sites in and around Glenwood Springs and Newcastle. The coal seams in that area are very steeply dipping. If there is vegetation growing near the vents, we will remove all of the vegetation. We are getting ready to do a large-scale soil seal in South Canyon, which is essentially taking a clay-rich material and putting about a four-foot layer over an area of the site that's not actually burning but is fractured and allows air to move into the coal mine fire. We're trying to cut off the oxygen supply to the fire, basically.